Okay, Mishnah test says Nafala bias alava al ishto, a house falls onto a man and onto his wife. Yorshia ba omrim, the inheritors, the heirs of the husband are going to say that Isha Mesa Rishona Vakak Mesa Baal, the woman died first and then her husband died second. Yorshia Isha omrim, and the inheritors of the woman are going to say the Baal Mesa Rishon, the husband died first, Vakak Mesa Isha, and afterwards the woman died. And therefore, everything's going to go to them. Beis Shammai Omrim Yachaloku. They split it. Ubeis Ho Omrim Nechasim. The possessions, Bechezkasan, they stay at their current status. So therefore, what? Ksuva, the money, the marriage contract, the money that would go to her if the husband dies or if they get divorced, Bechezkas Yoshe Abam, that will go to the inheritors, the heirs of the husband. And any possessions that would go in and come out with her, those are Bechazkas Yorshayav. Those belong to the heirs of the woman's father. Because really, all of this was his property. So, Mishnah test says, Nafal Abayat Salav Al Imo, it falls onto a man and his mother. Elu Ve'elu, everyone agrees. Elu Ve'elu, everyone. Modim agrees. Shiach Aloku, that you split it. And Amir Rabbi Akiva, Modim Ani Bezesh, Hanichasim Bechaz Kasan. And Rabbi Akiva says, in this case, I agree that the property retains its previous status. Amalhen Ben Azai says Rabbi Kiva al hachalukin anu mitzta'arin, on the cases of disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we are troubled. Ela shebaasa lechaluk alinu ata shaven, and you're coming to disagree with us in a case where everyone agrees. Why would you disagree in such a case?